Okay, here it comes. Whereas, and anybody interrupt me and stop me and give me something better if you have an idea. Whereas, communications among the staff and volunteers and volunteers is essential for programming improvement, be it moved that the PNB programming committee invite the EDs or GMs to join and give their input. To the ENB, oops, ENB programming committee. Okay, here it goes. There it went. Okay. Let me know when you get it. Okay.
Nancy, this is Felina.
Uh-huh.
I just emailed you some language. I don't have everybody's emails easily accessible right now, but I emailed you a possible alternative formulation, and let's see if it makes any sense. Language.
Oh. Okay. Are you?
It's the same spirit as yours.
Okay. Yeah, I see some typos already.
Yeah. Two lines.
That, yeah, there's no one. It moved that the programming committee invite the, how did that come out? I put IPDs or it came out IGMs in parentheses.
Their general matters is anyways, whether interim or not, doesn't matter. I think if you want to put interim in parentheses, that's fine. But, okay, so because people haven't seen it, would you mind sharing my language with the committee, if that's okay? Would you just send it to the same list that you've been sharing things with? And I can read it out. Yeah. So I wrote the following. The National Programming Committee seeks input from management and program directors about improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network. Therefore, the National Programming Committee invites general managers or interim, in parentheses, general managers and or program directors to join us at a meeting of the committee at their earliest convenience. I don't know if that makes sense.
That's fine. Did you write it down or...
Yeah, I sent it to you by email just a minute ago. You should be getting it.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Okay. Yeah.
Would you mind sharing that with the rest of the people present? Or
oh, I see what you want. You're asking now. Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, forward to everybody. All right.
We'll do that. And that's probably the last thing we're going to be able to get done. It's already so late. Let's see. Janine. Oh, and I forgot to say thank you to Janine for all the things she sent about training and learning programming and I think about, 18 different pieces? Let's see, Sabrina.
Thank you for that, Janine.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was a lot of work. And it was very interesting, just really interesting to me. The part I didn't haven't read all of them yet, but the ones I read is very interesting.
Okay. Good. Hope it was helpful.
Yes, and it's sort of a historical too. Wally in there, okay. Sanford. And Lucille. I hope Lucille is okay. I haven't seen her and heard of her in a while. Thomas, Mitchell, and the best, and Heather. Okay. Here goes.
Nancy, this is Thomas. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is this a motion to get PDs to come to our meeting all for the sake of advancing the first motion we were discussing?
The but the second, Oscar said both, and that was a good idea. The communications and, Paulina's motion is much better. It's about improving communications among those in the network. And okay, she said communications. But I think Oscar said two things. About asking about the whistleblower show, too. So let's see. National Seeks and Program Directors on improving communication among those who participate in operating. Okay, we could add after improving communications I'll just keep that there, directors. Maybe after network. Have y'all gotten it yet? After network, put and other programming other programming ideas. Then we can ask them about the whistleblower show. I think the whistleblower show should be. Oh, I shouldn't talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. We didn't get to it.
I don't think that we need. I don't think if I have that maybe recognized. I don't think that we need to specify exactly everything that is on our minds, meaning all the concerns. I think that the idea of improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network is a wide enough, broad enough concept that encompasses all our concerns, such as specific industries, the whistleblower show, whether the BLSB should be or should not be having its show, etc. That's all part of improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network. I think that I am hoping that this will be uncontroversial enough.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, and then we can, and then if there's time, we can ask our pet peeve, or not. Or just,
you're very smart.
Why don't can we get a general sense that people got the wording of the motion, or I can repeat it slowly for those who are not accessing their email currently?
Has anybody not received it yet?
I'm looking. Hold on.
It says alternative language for motion. In bold letters on mine, on my phone. It came in at 3:04 Eastern.
But I only sent it to you, Nancy, not to anybody else. You forwarded it, right?
Yes, I forwarded it to everybody.
Great, wonderful.
At 3:07 Eastern, I forwarded it. Did everybody get it?
Yes, I got it. This is Heather.
Oh, good. Heather got it. Good. How about Janine? Did you get it? The Amber?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good.
Nancy, this is Selena. I didn't get your forward. Maybe you didn't include me. Just in case people are going to reply by email to comment and make amendments, I wouldn't be part of that conversation. That's why I...
Well, I put your name there. It went to you. Oh, really? Why did it skip you? Why did that happen?
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Let me clarify. I got your wording, whereas communications among the staff and volunteers is essential. But I didn't get, you're right. I did not get the forward of my own for some reason.
Well, it should have gone to you. It says your name.
Oh, my bad. I just got it. It was late.
Okay,
sorry.
Good.
Okay.
It took a little time then, if you just got it. Okay, now we know it takes a little time. All right. So how does everybody feel? Are there any objections or improvements, or keep it as is? Any objections? Any objections? Okay, well, this thing looks like it's going to pass. Thomas, yes?
Yeah, I don't object. I just would want to clarify that, maybe we should invite them all to the next meeting, see who, and say, please RSVP. So, maybe we can have listen to two or three of them, during the meeting, and, there's no sense in belaboring it, unless you want to interview each of them separately, they might want to have a series of questions for them and see what their reaction to this notion of, communication expansion and transparency, how that suits them, because... you'll probably hear some technical issues and objections as to why they can't do it or why they, sometimes it'll be why we can't do something when really it's about why we don't want to. But in any case, I was just going to suggest that maybe, instead of one per meeting, we invite several and see how many, are willing to show up and do it sooner than later.
Okay, thinking of we should invite them for January 24th and see who can come. And then if not, then the following meeting. Give them two choices. And let's see. Shall I invite them and put the whole committee's carbon copy the whole committee? Is that okay with everyone? Yes.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
That sounds great.
Okay. Yes, and Heather, do we invite your program director?
Yeah, that'd be good. Sure.
I don't have it. Later on, send me his email
I'll send you his email. His name is Juanita Shabara. I'll send you his email.
Okay. Good. All right. So we'll have it. I would like to hear from them too. All right. So the wording of the invite, let's make it real simple so it won't take us too long.
Nancy, quick question.
Yes.
Because we were working on the motion, and the motion from a committee has to go through the PNB, right? It doesn't go directly to anyone. So do we still want to approve a motion, or do we just want to do this, what you're saying? Okay, we take initiative. The chair, you as the chair of the National Programming Committee, gets in touch with, sends a formal invitation on behalf of the committee, and the committee agrees here, and that way we don't need to run it by the PNB. So I'm still not clear about that. I would opt for that. I would prefer not to run it by the PNB, although maybe some people may disagree, because maybe if the PNB were to approve this motion of ours, the formal invitation, then the general managers would feel perhaps more compelled to
Feel, what did you say? I'm sorry. Would feel more what?
compelled to pay attention.
Oh, compelled.
Make time in their busy schedules.
I see. So which way do you
I
want
know.
Me to do?
I want to hear from others. I've spoken way too much.
We can try it this way, and if it doesn't pan out, we can try the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how does everybody feel? Okay, let's try it and see if they'll just come on our own invitation and carbon copy everybody. Let's see. Dear program director or general manager, the National Programming Committee wishes. No,
you can use
wish.
My language. Seek input from management and program directors about improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network.
That's a good idea. Is seeking input of the network. All right, that's the first paragraph. We'll be meeting on January 24th, and let's see, what does the calendar look like? January 24th, and the next time will be maybe February. There's a 31st, too, in January. Let me look at the PNB calendar. Oh, we're going over time. We've got to hurry up, close up.
This is Sharon.
Yes, Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I think on here somewhere you should say you're asking them to join you. There should be another sentence that says, please let us know if you're able to or something. So you know
yes.
who's coming.
So, yes, so let's see. We extend our, okay, we of the network. Could you come join us, join the committee? The committee, programming committee on January 24th. This is a Sunday, between 1:30 Eastern and 3.
Nancy Thomas.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you should be, you know, say something like we'd like to schedule, you know, something like we'd like to interview you for 15 to 20 minutes. Let us know if you're available that, and we could ask you, you know, give you a date, a time when to call in. In other words, don't force them to sit in or even come in at the beginning of the meeting. We'll be getting a quorum and et cetera. Have them call in starting at, you know, a half an hour after the start of it or something like that. You're more likely to get someone to commit.
We would like to... What was the word you used, Thomas? Would like
well,
to
to interview.
To interview you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put a little schedule here. How about let's see. How about time certain? Say 2.
Yeah.
Eastern time. First after 30 minutes we get going and make
a
quorum.
2:30 or
then,
3. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
I would suggest because we might, if we're trying to fit in more than one person, I would suggest that we say the committee meets for 2 hours only between whatever the times are, right? We would like your input. We would like 30 minutes of your time. That's it. We would like 30 minutes of your time during that time period. You know, during the meeting, please confirm if you're available, and that's it, right? So we'd like the committee meets from, well, it would be Pacific time. It would be from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. Pacific time, or if you want to put it in Eastern time. We'd like 30 minutes of your time during that slot. Please let us know if you're available. We'd love to have your input. That's it.
Okay. Let me see. The committee meets about 2 hours.
I'd even ask him to sign up for a time. In other words, half hour.
Please let us know when you would be available for 30 minutes during that time slot. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, we would like 30 minutes of your time. Please confirm which time slot you would be available. You would choose.
Choose.
Like.
Confirm your availability during that.
Not you would. Okay. You choose. Just you choose.
You choose, okay, between 2 and 2:30 or between 2:30 and 3, so we can get two people there. And then as soon as I get an answer, I will let the committee know so we can prepare which station we will have questions for. Okay, let me write that down. And then we won't have time for anything else, actually. All right. The committee, say four. Oh, goodbye. All right.
Where are we at this point?
Let's see.
So are we unfortunately more than ready to adjourn?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Also we don't want to leave this behind the work we've done. So if Nancy needs support in wording the invitation, that would be, in my opinion, the last thing to do, and then we can leave the rest till next time.
Okay, I just sent it. The committee meets January 24th, Sunday. We would like 30 minutes of your time. Please confirm which time slot you choose, 2 p.m. Eastern to 2:30 or 2:30 Eastern to 3 o'clock. There we go. It might take a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, this is Paulina. I got it.
Good.
Yeah, I just think that we're missing the first part of it, right, for the invitation. It should say dear so-and-so, the National Programming Committee seeks input from management and program directors, from managers or, from GMs and program directors about improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network. We'd like to have 30 minutes of your time. The committee meets January 24th, last Sunday. Please confirm which time slot you choose. Please confirm if you're available for one of the following slots, right? Boom, that's it. I think that's what would work. I would
vote
for
that. Okay, I'm going to have to listen to the recording to transcribe it.
I can write it. You know what? Let me just reply to your email with my my suggestions. One second.
Well, what you wrote, the alternative language for motion, isn't that fine the way it is? Are you planning to change it? The National Programming Committee?
I thought we were not doing a motion anymore. I thought we were just going to start try to get folks to reply to an email from us, from the committee,
yes.
So we don't have to call the
yes.
Label. Yeah, so that's what I'm using. Yeah, but I'm just putting it together. One second.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay, so the next time we meet, let's try to do a continuation of these agenda items, the whistleblower thing and the... Oh, no, we're going to have an interview. We're going to have the interview, so we'll be doing this. All right, maybe we work on this on email. That's hard to do. It's sometimes very fastidious.
Might I suggest that's Plan B, Nancy?
Yeah.
Plan A is if we have program directors.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So we can be doing that on the email. We have a lot of time until January 24th, although everybody's busy. I know that. But we should try to do something on email. And then we can do it on email as long as we tell in the live meeting how we came to the conclusion of what we did. So as long as you let the public know, so it's nothing secretive about it. So 24th is our next meeting. I have already, I think, reserved it, so we have it in there. So everybody on this committee, you're still on this committee until the PNB or the LSB replace you, vote to replace you. So just keep that in mind.
May I move to adjourn?
Wait. Wait till she gets this written motion done, complete.
Oh, all right.
That's what she's doing now. She's typing
just
the whole
before,
thing together.
Just before we adjourn, everyone, I just want to mention this is not for a discussion tonight. I'm going to send out something to the committee. This is Heather. I was reading the other day about the New Deal, you know, just sort of archival material about the New Deal, and I realized that this past year is hugely significant as far as the history of the United States and the world. And I think that it would be really good if we had an archive of some of the programs that people have done and certainly what Polina has been doing on the COVID program, but it needs to be archived. So I just wanted to mention that. We could perhaps find from other programmers about some of the people they interviewed, about their struggles, their thinking about what's happened and so forth. So for discussion at another time, I'll just try to write up something to the committee.
But the COVID Race to Democracy is archived. Are you talking about some other?
No, that's great. But I'm talking about other programmers, too, in the various stations is what I'm thinking.
All the shows are supposed to be archived, but I'm not exactly understanding you, Heather. You want them to make highlights of their own programming?
Let me send out a memo, and then we'll work from that. We don't need to talk about that now. Yeah.
Okay.
I just sent the language of the possible invitation. Please
okay.
Review, and we're good. Yeah. And by it's adjourned.
Oh, okay. I got it. Dear programmers, directors, and general managers, the National Programming Committee seeks input from management and program directors about improving communication among those who participate in the operation of the network. The committee will meet on Sunday, January 24th, 2021, Sunday. I wrote Sunday twice. Okay. We would
Sunday,
like your
yeah, exactly.
That's all right. We'll take out one Sunday, the last one. We would like 30 minutes of your time. Please confirm which time slot you prefer, 2 p.m. Eastern to 2:30 or 2:30 Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern. Best regards, the Pacifica National Programming Committee. Okay. Are there any objections to this or any improvements, except for taking out the last Sunday? No objections?
No.
Okay, so it passes without does somebody object? No? Okay. Okay.
No.
So this motion, we will send this and I will send it and put a carbon copy. Now does everybody is okay with carbon copying you, or do you want me to do blind carbon copy? So you wanna hide your email? Anybody?
I think we're on the public stream, Nancy.
Oh yeah. So you just tell me if you don't want me to if you want me to put your email in blind carbon copy. So when I send it to the general managers. Oh, and also I don't think I have the general managers all the general managers emails. So could
I'll
Janine,
send
could
you
send me? Yeah. Quincy's
I'll just
and
send you everybody's. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you to everybody. That's good. All right. Is there any other thing, like any motion to adjourn? Anybody? Motion to adjourn? It's all moved. Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.